Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Hello?
Yes, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Is this J.C. Penney?
No, ma'am, this is not J.C. Penney's. You have the wrong phone number.
No, I was talking to J.C. Penney, and they were switching me over to Better Deals. Is this who I got now?
I'm not for sure. I can see if I can pull you up in our system. We are a third-party call center, and we do customer service for multiple online vendors. But I can see if I can pull you up in
Okay.
our system.
I appreciate it if you're going to find out why there's a charge on my bill.
Okay, what's your zip code, ma'am?
46975.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Carolyn Wagoner.
Okay, let me see what I if I can pull you up in our system.
I have account number if you need it.
That's okay. I pulled up account. And may I get you to verify your shipping address?
1612 North 300 West, Rochester, Indiana, 46975.
Okay, and thank you for that. So this account here was opened the 29th of December. It was for a foot massager. Shipping cost was $7.45. Do you recall ordering the foot massager?
I answered questions from the Medina Shot Survey, and they told me I won a free prize, but I had to pay the $7.45. But the $49.97 I should not have been charged for. It was supposed to be free.
So you do get the product for free, and they're not charging you for that product. But when you do the survey for that product, it does also inform you that within 4 days you would get a membership charge of $49.97 to an online gadget store that provides you with a $125 gift card voucher to where you can purchase items that's in that gadget store online. So that's what that charge is for.
There was nothing said about that whatsoever. I would not have done it. So I think that's kind of like a scam.
Right where it asks if you're 18 or older, and that's where they explain to you about the membership for that online gadget store. But I can get the account canceled. I am allowed to do a 35% refund on that charge for you.
A 35% refund is all you can give me? I mean,
Okay, let me hold on for just a moment. Let me speak to my supervisor to see if it's another refund that I can issue for you, okay?
I appreciate it, ma'am. I'm sorry. I just started with the J.C. Penney cards, and this is my first one, and I goofed up already.
Okay, I understand. Hold on for just, give me just a moment, please. Okay, so I can do my supervisor is allowing me to do my employee discount, add that in there to where it would make you get it to where you can get it at a 50% refund.
A 50%?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so there's no way that I can call this place and ask them why they charge me at all for it.
We're the ones that do the customer service for the online vendor that charge you for that membership.
Well, I think this stinks. That was fine print. I did not see that. Can you just reduce it for me just one more time? Just remove it for me, just this one time.
I'm not allowed to. The most I'm able to do is a 50% refund.
Well, I'll never do it again. If you can, I guess if you can only give me a 50% refund, I don't. It's better than having to pay the whole price. But I will sure pass this word around and tell people not to do it.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So the membership is canceled. It does stop all future charges. The 50% refund will go back within 3 to 5 business days. And also, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
All right, and that's going to be the letter C like Charlie. The numbers 258-659. Yes, ma'am.
359-659. Oh, okay, C59.
And then 757.
May I repeat that?
Sure.
C258-C59757.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
And who am I talking to?
My name is Tiffany.
Tiffany, so you work for this company, and I'm trying to understand how I got a third party involved. I thought that
because we're actually a third party call center, and we do customer service for multiple online vendors. So it's like 400 different vendors that we do represent. We're the ones that take the calls for those online vendors.
Everybody that does these surveys and don't read the fine print is going to have to always pay for this product.
Yes, if they don't read the terms and conditions, then yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thank you for your help.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.